Just finally got away from the from DIY hell. Why is it that some people are born with the DIY gene and some people like me aren't? I never managed to get today I had to put up it was one of these it's a Roman blind, it's not a Venetian blind, it's a Roman blind, and I had to put two screws into the wall, but when I put them in, I'd used the wrong size drill bit, so I was left with a bigger hole than the roll plugs. And the roll plugs, by the way, not raw plugs, but the roll plugs. And so I put them in, and so they were slightly too big. So when the screw went in, it wasn't taking, it wasn't gripping it. So what I ended up doing was, you know, and this is like I was supposed to do this and get on with work this afternoon, because I'm trying to find you know the guy who wrote Broadchurch. Well, I'm doing a radio program for Radio Cambridgeshire on Monday, Bank Holiday Monday, and I've been doing a few Bank Holiday Mondays. It's been good, and I've been kind of doing writers each time I've been doing the program. So I'm trying to get the writer, the holder, or the guy who did Broadchurch, and there is possibly going to be a sequel to Broadchurch as well. So I don't know how that'll work, but it was a great. I don't know if it kind of gripped. It was like the must watch program, certainly in the Barber household. I don't usually watch drama. I always kind of find, you know, especially if it's on ITV, the adverts, you know, they just kind of, you know, it must be hard to write, you know, knowing that there's adverts. Anyway, I'm trying to get hold of a guy called Chris Chibnall, who wrote Broadchurch, and he's writing something else. So I'm trying to get him for Bank Holiday Monday. So that's what I've been doing. You know, I was desperate to get away from my DIY. Anyway, go back to DIY. So what I had to do was then fill in the holes that I had drilled, but then move the holes and drill holes again with a small. The thing was, I don't have the right size bit for the drill. So I've either got one that's too big or one that's too small. So I ended up actually, there's a phrase, there's a word in Scotland called shugle. So I got and I shugled it and I made the hole slightly bigger. I've managed to get them in now, and I got that done. And then the other thing I had to do, I don't get Mrs. Barber, I don't know why I called Mrs. Barber. Denise she's not into, you know, I'm not pressurized to do DIY. But I had to put some sealant round the bath. And whenever I see guys doing this, proper DIY people, they always seem to do it and get a lovely kind of finish. Mine always looks like it's too wide, you know. It should only be like a quarter of an inch. I don't know. Anyway, but it always kind of smears, and I always end up with some sealant in the wrong place. You know, they're like on the toilet seat or something like that. So I've been doing that. I had to do down the stairs as well, downstairs, you know, and do the sink thing, but then I managed to cut myself with the Stanley knife. And now, let me tell you, children, don't try this at home. The thing about the Stanley knife, so I tell you about the Stanley knife, people, if you ever get to hear this, you know, when you've got to take, and I bought myself a new Stanley knife, and so you've got to take the screw out, and then you've got to move the blade into the right place, so that you can, you know, and you can push it through with the little thing. You've got to take it apart first, and so I took it apart, and when I took it apart, I took one of the blades out and cut myself. So I've ended up with an elastoplast on there, but look, you know, I'm a tough guy. I'm okay with it. But the upshot is that everything is done. The work is now done, so I can get back to doing the normal work, which is looking for guests and writing things. I can't tell you what things I'm writing at the moment, but there is one thing that I'm writing. I'm very excited. I'm writing with a friend of mine, Mr. Paul Stainton, who's he does the breakfast show at Radio Cambridgeshire. And he is him and I we're writing something which we're very excited about. But we'll tell you more as the days and months proceed. I might try this again, by the way. If you want to email me, it's Ronnie at Effie Productions. Ronnie at effieproductions.co.uk. Effie Productions, all one word. Anyway, I'm gonna go and have a cup of coffee.